USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amid a backdrop of spiking COVID-19 cases, the Supreme Court recently heard oral arguments over the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. This as the debate continues regarding the federal government's role regarding COVID-19. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem explains what she's doing to keep South Dakotans safe.
Federal government and Joe Biden have mandated vaccines, yet they tell the states that it's up to us to deal with COVID. For over a year, South Dakota has been providing free tests, and this next week we will ensure that every single citizen has access to a free test in their home communities. That is far above and beyond what the federal government has delivered.
After failing to pass another spending bill, Democrats now turning their attention to a pair of voting rights bills in the House and Senate. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
California's governor is introducing a huge spending bill.
The governor of California is now calling for what he says is the largest emergency response package in the nation as provided by any state. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday unveiling a $2.7 billion proposal to fight COVID-19 in the state of California. The funds in a state budget proposal would go to support hospitals, vaccinations, and more testing in the state, and if passed by the state legislature, the budget wouldn't take effect until July, but Newsom says it's still going to be needed then. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Spider-Man continuing to spin his magic at the box office. Spider-Man No Way Home earning another $33 million this weekend in the United States and Canada. The latest edition of the film franchise has grossed $668 million in North America. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
U.S. job growth fell well short of expectations in December. The Labor Department reporting only 199,000 jobs were created, sharply missing the 400,000 jobs forecast by many economists. The unemployment rate, which is calculated based on a separate survey, dropped from 4.2% to 3.9%, the lowest level since the pandemic. Forbes Media Chairman Steve Forbes says that President Biden should have just left the economy alone and that our economic recovery amounts to a fairy tale.
What he has done, unfortunately, is hobble the recovery from the COVID as the lockdowns ended. His war on oil and gas, for example, is raising energy costs, which hits everyone. His so-called Build Back Better, which is, I think is the Biden Big Bad Bill, is the proper title. The massive tax increases there would hurt job creation and hurt the growth of the economy. The massive spending he wants and wants more of is going to mean more money printing, which is going to mean more inflation down the road as the Federal Reserve has to finance those deficits. So you put it all together, he's taken something where if he'd done nothing, he would look like a real hero today.
Oh, wow.
But they're standing in the way of recovery. Rather than enhancing it, they're throwing roadblocks to it. And the vaccine mandate, the way it was done.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.